It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
In the last episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, we traveled to Germany in the year 1680 and met famous composer Johann Pachelbel. Johann has just been dumped by his cello-playing girlfriend who has left him for a timpani player, and he has vowed his revenge by writing a song to torture her.
Let's see, I'll give violins and second violins lovely melodies. Heck, I'll even give the viola lovely melodies. But for you, Ada, my sweet cello player, I'll give you 8 quarter notes. That's all. 8 little notes for the entire song. And I'll make you repeat them. Let's see, 54 times. That will show her not to mess with Johann.
As Johann continues his sinister work, little does he know that just outside his window there lurks a danger even far more sinister.
This is it, Fidget. Pachelbel is just putting the finishing touches on his canon in D. When he's done, we'll swipe the manuscript and put my name at the top. Then it will become Dr. Steve's canon in D. It will be used at weddings and in commercials and in sappy romantic movies, and then I'll become very rich off the royalties. Really? They use it in pop songs too? Even better. This is it, Fidget. This is my ticket to become rich.
As Dr. Steve gloats outside the house, inside, Johann Pachelbel puts the finishing touches on his score.
There. It's perfection. Now to send it over to the concert hall. Ada, I hope your arm doesn't fall off, my dear.
Pachelbel summons a messenger, and as he does, we catch up with Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, who are just landing in Germany in the year 1680.
Chips, where's their ship located?
An alley behind a building? Why am I not surprised?
Which building?
Taco Bell? They have Taco Bells here? Wow! I didn't know that they were that old.
Chips didn't say Taco Bell. He said Pachelbel, the famous German composer.
Oh, really? Well, what song did he write?
Well, he wrote a lot of songs, but his most famous is his canon in D.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, sure you have. They play it at weddings and in commercials all the time.
Nope, still drawing a blank.
You know how it goes, Dr. Grant. It goes like this. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Something like that, I don't know.
Oh, that's not Pachelbel. That's Blues Traveler.
No, it's Pachelbel. Trust me.
Whatever you say, Dr. Floyd. Still sounds like Blues Traveler to me. Or maybe even Green Day.
We don't have time for this. Come on, let's go stop Dr. Steve.
Our heroes race to Johann Pachelbel's house, just as the messenger carrying the newly written canon in D is walking down the front walk.
Hold it right there.
Du lieber, who are you?
Ooh, good thinking, Fidget. I'll need to play it cool. I'm from the messenger service. They need you back at the messenger, place. You have an important message waiting for you.
But I am a freelancer. I work alone.
Yes, well, I see. Well, I have an important message for you.
What is it?
The message is, give Pachelbel's score to me.
Oh. And who sent that message?
Well, the head of the symphony. Yes, it's the conductor.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess I should give these scores to you.
The messenger hands over the scores to Pachelbel's canon and D to Dr. Steve.
Well, that was painfully easy. I thought it'd be much harder to...
It just got much harder, Dr. Steve.
Floyd, you can't stop me now. I have the scores, and once I put my name on them, I'll be rich.
We're not going to let you do that, Dr. Steve. We're going to stop you.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you try.
Hey, what the heck is going on out here? Can't a broken-hearted man get some peace and quiet?
Sorry, Mr. Pachelbel. We're just trying to prevent that guy there from stealing your score for canon in D.
What? You're trying to steal my score?
No. Of course not. I'm simply taking it to the concert hall. I'm in the symphony.
Oh, you're in the symphony, huh? What instruments do you play?
I play the Fidget, help me out here.
Remember that?
Timpani. I play the timpani.
Timpani? Timpani!
Oh, yes, that's what I play, the timpani. I'm the lead timpani player in the symphony.
It's you! Why, you, I'm going to clean your clock!
Oh, well, I don't wear a watch, but we do have to... Ow!
That's for stealing my sweet Ada away from me. And this one's for having the nerve to come to my house!
Fidget, run!
As Dr. Stephen Fidget hightail it back to their ship, Dr. Steve drops the score to the canon in D. Dr. Floyd picks it up and hands it to the messenger.
Take this to the concert hall!
Yes, sir!
Gee, Dr. Floyd, it's a good thing we didn't allow Dr. Steve to write his name on that score.
Well, it wouldn't have worked. By the time royalties rolled around, that song was in the public domain, so Dr. Steve would have made no money.
I guess even if he had succeeded, he still would have been baroque, eh?
Oh, boy. Let's go, Dr. Grant. Let's go.
Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips return to their ship, ready to follow Dr. Steve and Fidget wherever they go. Where will their adventures lead them next? Will they ever be able to return home? And will Johann Pachelbel ever be able to love again? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.